everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Pub Table Racers. My name is Tim Packman. My name's Tim Packman. So the next one is
Warren Brosack.
There you go. We can find anybody else. We're good with that. Hey, Zoanne, how you doing? Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're going to welcome you as you come along. Tonight's show, I think it's number 62 or 3. Or who knows? We're getting there. Warren, before we get started, this is a very important part of the show.
Very important.
Why?
This is our staple.
This is our staple. This is what sets us apart from every other show out there.
Right. You know? Nobody sits around and drinks beer and talks.
Which is how the show started. But why do we have a bucket of Miller High Life?
We have a bucket of Miller High Life because...
Johnny Benson.
Ooh, Johnny.
What's up?
Good to hear from you. We have a bucket of Miller High Life, first of all, because we like to drink Miller High Life beer.
Sure.
We drink Miller High Life because of Bobby Allison's...
That's right.
Longtime
sponsor. Your own friend, yeah.
Beer and friend, and we both worked for him at one point in time. Tim wrote a book about him. And it's just, this is what we do.
This is it. This is it. And we welcome you to join us. And we're not going to provide it for you, but we'll trade you some gas for some beer.
I had two burritos before the show.
Oh, we don't need gas. Warren's got us covered. Thank you very much. No hugging or high-fiving, right, folks? We'll leave it at that. I'm going to take a sip, otherwise I get in trouble.
Oh, I did it too.
Like my dad says, first one of the day.
How many sips in a beer, you know?
I don't know.
Three.
Oh, stop. There we go. Three? That's it?
About three.
By your standards, that's perfect. All right. Friendly reminder, you see in front of you here, displayed so wonderfully, hats, tumblers. We also have t-shirts and stickers, and I have Children's book on there, my Funny Dan the Race Car Man. Go to our website, pubtableracers.com. Get some merchandise if you'd like. Birthday. What holiday? You need... Memorial Day, you need your Pub Table Racer stuff.
Sure.
You gotta look cool as a veteran.
Maybe we should get some camo.
Maybe some camo stuff. Then we can hide. No one knows we're here.
Well, you're a veteran, so.
I am a veteran, that's right. Never wore camo. In the Navy, we didn't do that.
I got camo.
But Memorial Day, remember, Memorial Day is for the people
that got my camo shorts on, right?
You did. I didn't even see you over there. We have the merchandise. What else were you saying? Oh, please, go to YouTube if you could. Go to our YouTube channel, Pub Table Racers. It's absolutely free to subscribe. Go check it out. Just give it a click. Check out past shows. We had some great ones. And that's all we're asking. That's it. It's absolutely free. We're not going to tell you we're not going to do the show anymore or anything like that. But we would appreciate it. Go to YouTube. Right?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Tonight's show, our guest is Kirk Almquist. He'll be coming up in a little bit. He is the car chief number 2 for Team Penske. You know, I left you in charge of guests for like 3 weeks, and we've had Penske. You just walked the halls. Do we have anybody left after Kirk?
So when I called Kirk because we were struggling a little bit, and,
sure.
And I knew
I'll make him feel special.
Well, no, his brother was on, and
right.
I was
like, oh, you got to even it out.
Right.
Yeah, because one brother gets.
And he couldn't make it because he had some surgery.
Which we'll see here in a little while.
And then I'd seen Jefferson at the pool store.
Yeah, that was good. You got
That's how that happened. Right. I mean, I didn't even plan that at all.
Next week we have
Clint Leatherwood,
who is our iRacer.
Our iRacer, so, and he works for Colleague.
There you go. So
he's
Colleague
an ex-Penske boy.
Ex-Penske. Close enough. So we're going to have him on. We'll talk about iRacing, and we do sponsor him, and it is a big growing thing. So for you people that might not know too much about it, he will fill us in and let us know. It's pretty cool. He's done pretty good with our paint schemes. All right. Throwback weekend at Darlington. Truck race, was it Friday night?
Friday night.
Things were going along smoothly until that one restart.
Yeah, the last restart.
Oh, holy crow.
Well, the second to last
restart. Second last one, yeah. 17 trucks mangled up.
Someone didn't get going.
Well, the front row. You saw it. Also, yeah, the front row's going like this.
It was a mess.
Yeah, and guys were ducking through it and everything like that. So that one, Sheldon Creed was your winner for that one. GMS Racing, that was his first of the year, I think. Yeah. First of the year for him. So they broke the stranglehold on KB Motorsports.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyhow.
KB was trying to set a record for 6 in a row.
Oh, the team, yeah.
The team was going to be 6 in a row.
Okay.
They were tied for 5 in a row with, like, 3 or 4 other organizations. Mm-hmm. I think Kevin Harvick's one
right.
of them.
It was good. Hornaday.
Yeah, there were a few others. It was. I mean, I hate to see them not win, but you hate to see someone.
That's good.
Hey, set all them records.
Exactly too. It was like, oh, they won again. Hey, now Sheldon Creed. Congrats to him. GMS Xfinity race on Saturday. Justin Allgaier was your winner. And also won the extra cash, $100,000, I think, was on that.
Did he win that?
No.
Did he? Oh,
no.
He didn't win it. Okay, sorry.
No, he didn't win it.
He did not win it.
The nine was supposed to win it.
So Noah Gregson, but
But he got
post-race inspection.
He got thrown out.
Thrown out, like he wasn't.
So
even
it went Allmendinger.
Oh, it did. Okay, good. Sorry about that, folks. I guess I didn't do my proper prep for the show tonight.
I didn't watch one lap of that race because I was at the golf course. So what do I know?
You know what I did? I listened to it. I did the old MRI.
I tried to keep up with it on my phone, but my service was no good at the course I was at.
Sure. Why put your beer down to listen to the race?
Well, I didn't want to listen. I like to just watch the live updates.
Troy Phillips says, party on, guys. You cheers. Got it, Troy. Cheers to you, buddy. Yeah, we all cheers anybody tonight. It's the blue brand. The cup race on Sunday. A lot of people are complaining about, you know, single file, strung out racing. What do you think of it?
I thought it was single file, strung out racing.
Okay.
It seems like all of a sudden that package, because that's the same as the Richmond package, and I thought that race was pretty close to the same as how the Richmond race went. Mm-hmm. You had a couple guys get out front and they were gone.
Right.
And I think it came down to, was there what, 8-10 cars on the lead lap at the end of that race? Yeah. And that's just not what they're striving for. So,
well, people want the good old days, remember? That's what you used to get in the good old days.
Some of the good old days.
Now they're here like, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. Yeah.
Right.
But Martin Truex Jr., third win of the year. So
yeah,
he's
dominating.
Dominating.
Yeah.
By lap 50, they're putting his name on the trophy or they're engraving it on there. So congrats to him. Let's see a little bit of news. We found out today that Paul Wolf, crew chief for
22,
Joey Logano. He was suspended because of lug nut violation and fined a mere $20,000.
10 per lug nut.
10 per lug nut. Okay.
One race.
That's the only thing I got right there. We'll say that's it. Oh, hey, did you see Dale Jr.?
What you hate about that is it's nothing that Paul Wolf did.
Exactly, but he's got to get blamed.
Yeah, he's got to take responsibility for his team.
Right.
You know, I always said, why don't they do something to the changer?
Yeah, why don't you sit home?
You know, and you got granted, this guy works with me and you know, on the same team.
In general,
stuff,
that's
so.
Your statement in general.
It's a very important job, and at the last, at the end of the race, you gotta get it right. You can't.
Because that's when they check.
Yeah, and it's so expensive.
And you didn't win.
And you didn't win.
You didn't for what was it for?
I didn't know if he had a shot to win at that point.
So was it worth it then?
Right.
It happened. Hey, did you see Dale Jr. Make that lap in his dad's number 8 Nova?
I did, but I had to do it on the internet because they didn't show it on TV.
So if you folks didn't see it, don't feel alone. A lot of other people didn't because apparently there was something more important to show.
It was a redone Nova, or I don't know if it was the original.
No, it was original. It was
that
car.
They went through and redid it and restored it.
He was out there, loved it.
And he made a lap or two with it.
Yep. Paced the field.
Yeah.
Just didn't make any curve. Uh-oh. Aaron Brown's here. Snarky time.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah. Speaking of sponsors, let's get into that right now. We'd like to let everybody know, as we always do, this show and website are brought to you by Lake Norman Patio and Game Rooms on Brawley School Road. In Mooresville, go see Brad and JoJo. Your patio furniture looking out there. Doesn't look good. You need some new deck furniture. Go see him. He's got all
Adirondack chairs,
Chase furniture, Chase lawn,
fire pits,
all kinds of new stuff. Just go see him. And be sure to tell him Pub Table Racers sent you. You'll get a discount. There you go. There's your incentive. Just go see Brad. Say, hey, man, Pub Table Racers.
I need a chair.
I need a couple chairs. Go get it. Also brought to you by Darren Russell of Rapid Removal. Go get your 20-yard containers. He brings them right in, leaves them there, hauls them out, doesn't mess up your lawn. And if you're doing a remodeling or anything like that, give him a call. And
your shit's his bread and butter.
There we go.
I'm gonna get him to put that slogan out.
Are you gonna trademark that and sell it to him?
I actually years ago that was on what we called a honey wagon.
Sure.
Back in Wisconsin.
It's still called honey wagon.
Okay.
That's pretty much
septic
universal.
Pumper.
Yeah.
And on the back, the guy had it hand painted.
Perfect.
On the back of his honey wagon.
Good.
Your shit is my bread and butter.
Any chance Warren gets to swear, he's going to take it. There we go. Guy Smith, nice white hat. Would you like one, Guy? KB Belmont, Kickers? Kirkers. Oh, he's coming up. Hello, Vicky. Oh, it's great to see all you people tuning in. I love it. Also brought to you by RacingJunk.com. Buy, sell, trade, whatever you need. They have it. Go check them out. They've been a good sponsor of ours, and also the Garage Shop, our partnership with Aaron Brown, all those guys. And I'm going to brag for a minute.
Brag.
I'm going to. Last night's episode of the Garage Shop Insider talked about who the garage shop is and who's building the Dodge Daytonas and the Ford Talladegas. And they had Bobby Allison on, they had Donnie on there, and a bunch of the guys that work on it. And it showed us going to Arkansas, where Aaron and Vance Kirshner, the partners on everything, laid down laps of runs of 225 and 226 miles an hour. And they have a real cool video of Aaron and Vance actually in the car shifting what they went through. And it was pretty special to see. So go check it out. And it's also on YouTube. And to subscribe to that is absolutely free too. You might recognize the host. I'll leave it at that. And someday we're going to take Warren up there to check
it out. I got to get up there.
What are you doing Saturday? Golfing?
No, I'm not.
Okay, maybe we'll be up there.
All right.
There you go. So that's at Garage Shop. Check them out. And there's more great stuff to come out of there too. Shall we?
Let's shall.
Oh, happy early 50th birthday to my sister, Geraldine Jividen, if she's tuned in here. Happy early to you.
Did she really want to know?
What?
Did she want you telling everybody that she's going to be 50?
But as the older brother, that's my prerogative.
That's your job.
That's my prerogative to be the a-hole that says, hey, you're turning 50 on Thursday.
Right.
Because I was the first. And now she'll have the four. She's the last. Our guest. Let's bring him up. From the number 2 Ford team at Team Penske, Brad Kozlowski is the car chief there. He's also been with Richard Childress Racing, Robbie Gordon Motorsports, talk about a few other places he's been, and now he's joining us, Kirk Almquist. And if you think you're seeing double, like, hey, I've seen this guest before. His brother Clint was on before, so you're
not. Twin brother.
What's that?
Twin brother, yes.
Older, young, yeah. So if you're going, hey, I've seen this
show
before.
You're a minute older or something like that, aren't you?
Come on in, man.
I got that.
You got to help him here.
So, obviously, another guest that's 20-plus years into this deal.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
And probably raced,
up in there, man.
Raced all your life. Raced something all your life.
And before we get started, tell everybody what's wrong with your arm. So, they say, hey, what's wrong with his arm? Kevin Gladden, we have stickers. Check it out.
No, I have bone spurs in my shoulder, and they tore through my rotator cuff, so I had to get surgery done to get that fixed and got a few stitches. And unfortunately, I'm out from going to the racetrack for about 6 weeks.
All right. So we hope you get better. That Miller High Life does work. Ask Warren and help.
Absolutely.
It's good lubrication.
Keeps everything going.
Joint issues you have, all right. Before you know it, you don't even feel aches and pains.
Yeah, that's right.
Until the morning. All right, so you're from originally?
Blythe, California.
You know, your brother was too.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's good. Twin, too. Are your parents named normal?
Yeah.
So how did you guys, I know we know the story how you all got, you came here together,
right?
And you did, and then you guys ended up working together for a little bit.
Yeah.
And where was that again?
Impact Motorsports was our first job that we had. He actually got the job first, and he got me hired over there because he did such a great job. And we worked there for a year, and we went over to RCR after that to start nationwide at the time.
So you guys were the first two.
We were one of the first two hires over at RCR for the Nationwide program.
And the driver was?
Mike Dillon and Kevin Harvick. His first major ride was Kevin Harvick. I think he was running truck series before that.
Okay.
In the 75 Spears truck, I believe.
Yeah, Spears. Yep. A lot of people drove this.
Yep. And we all went there together, and that's kind of how it really started for us.
Real quick, KB Belmont says, definition of stud.
Right. Make this look good, Bill.
Gee, thanks. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you know, he had his time on the show. He's like, I did my thing. Tom Beatty says he walks in holding a beer. Good man. Mm-hmm. Of course. Wally McCarty, Miller High Life, is the best joint lubricant.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Wally.
Better than a joint.
And there it is. And 1 minute, 14 minutes in, he got me. Love it. All right, so you guys are over there. You're an RCR. You're part of the formative years of the Xfinity team, Nationwide team there. And then from there, you guys.
So from there, we both worked there we started there in 2000, I want to say. And I worked there until 2006. So I did multiple different jobs while I was there. The Nationwide program with Harvick and Dillon. Mm-hmm. I also was a fill-in guy for Dale Earnhardt Sr. on the 3 car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I carried tires for him.
What was that like?
It was insane. I tell people to this day that I signed more autographs that one day carrying tires for Dale Earnhardt Sr. than I had my whole career.
Oh, as you?
As a crew guy.
So were you carrying when he got killed?
No, I was a fill-in guy. So the guy was, I think his wife was having a baby.
Okay.
So he was out for the week. So I went to Watkins Glen. And I was super excited, man. I was pumped up. there's no weekend off, but I didn't care. I really wanted to do it.
Sure.
And sure enough, I think we wrecked on the first lap. And we ended up just working on the car the whole time and beating on it. And we ended up finishing, but not
great. But you were there when you got killed. You're working.
I was working at RCR when you got killed. Yeah, yes. And that was another whole crazy program.
I'm telling
trying
you.
Trying to get into work.
Yeah.
And there was people everywhere in media and flowers. And just, it was insane. It was an insane time.
At RCR. Right, because I was working at NASCAR.com at the time. Yeah.
And I was at DEI.
And you were at DEI. Yeah, and they sent me out to report live on CNN, a satellite truck. And we pulled up and I was like, oh my gosh. And just,
it was crazy.
Same thing up there.
Did you go to a funeral?
No, I don't know.
They took us, so they bring buses to DEI.
Right, remember that.
Okay.
They bust you all in.
And they took us to the funeral.
Yeah, we didn't get the invite, so I'm not sure.
Maybe just a couple guys at the time.
Possibly, yeah. We were the Nationwide program, so we weren't really involved.
It's funny, we all went through it from three different angles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, media side, just to this day, hate that day still.
Well, and anybody who was working in a sport at that time went through it at some, even if you were on another team, you went through it that guy was the sport.
Right, but I'm sorry,
time,
in a direct way.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
so. In a direct way.
Right, but everyone was sport, don't we?
But, yeah.
Okay, so, we'll get off that.
That's fine. Okay. No, that was a good question.
I like to bring that up because it's important.
It changed a lot of what.
Right. And if you ever met the man, you know why it was important.
Sure. The guy could walk into a room and you knew he was there. Let's toast Dale.
Let's toast Dale.
Cheers,
old buddy.
Cheers, buddy. Your turn to ask a question. I'm going to take a sec.
So my question would be, you worked for Kevin and Mike. Were they splitting that ride at that time?
No, there was two cars. The two car was Kevin Harvick, AC Delco. And then the 21 was Mike Dillon. And we had a number of different sponsors throughout that program.
Yeah, it was like
program.
Rockwell
Automation was our main sponsor. But we had a lot of different side sponsors on that.
Because I don't recall how good either one of them were.
I can tell you.
Well, I you know where I'm going with this, right? Because I know where they both ended up. But was Kevin way better than Mike?
Yeah, I mean, he was. I mean,
just natural talent.
Obvious question there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it showed?
It showed, and he was really fast no matter where we went. And I think we won. His first race, he won. I want to say it was Gateway. It's hanging up in my wall in my shop. Gateway 2000, it was early, two maybe?
Mm-hmm. St. Louis?
One,
was
maybe
that
it was
Gateway?
One.
Wasn't
yeah,
St.
Louis, yeah. 2001 maybe, somewhere in there. And we won the championship with him, I think it was 2002, I could be wrong.
2001.
Was it 2001. One?
He
could have been one.
He won the championship and he placed top 10 in the cup points.
Okay, that's what it was.
Same year, never been done.
Okay. Yep, so that was pretty awesome. I got to go to the banquet.
Did you fight on that team at all?
He wasn't quite as feisty on the Nationwide.
Let's call it the Busch Series.
Busch Series. Yeah. When we got to the Cup Series and I worked with him, seemed to be in a fight.
I know. Is that how you got your nickname? Dog?
What's your nickname?
Dog.
Your brother's Ratto.
So that came from our first job at Impact Motorsports.
Okay.
So there was a guy there named Stacy. Can't remember his last name right at the moment. But he was our shot guy, and he went to RCR with us. He's one that kind of got us the job with Todd Barrier at RCR. And he called us Desert Rat and Desert Dog because we're from the desert.
Right.
The desert. Okay, got it.
Okay, so that's where that started. And believe it or not, it stuck with us for
a long
years
time.
To go.
Yeah.
It takes one person to go. Yeah. People go, hey, I like that, man. And like, can I get a vote on it? It's my name.
That's so the funny story about that is... I don't think Richard Childress knows our real names to this day. But he'll come by us all the time and say, hey, dog, hey, Ratto. It's hilarious. To this day, he calls me dog.
That's perfect. That's good. At least he remembers your name.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, in there, Robbie Gordon, where did that come into the whole deal?
That was late.
Okay.
Late. Right. We got a few more.
Okay.
So let's get through Childress.
Right. Yeah. So Childress, then you go to.
So Childress, I was with the Busch Series, I guess you're right, was the name of the series at the time. And then. Once Harvick went to the Cup side, things flopped around, and I ended up going, I want to say I went to the 31 first with Robbie Gordon.
Okay.
On the Singular Wireless car, the year right after Mike Skinner had left.
Okay.
And I did a year with him, and then they like to swap teams at RCR
a lot.
Right, yeah. So at some point, I got swapped to the Harvick deal with Todd Barrier.
Okay.
And Gil Martin was crew chief for a while, then Todd Barrier was for a while. We won the Indianapolis 500 with Harvick. That was pretty amazing. That was 2004.
Oh, the brick,
Brickyard.
Yeah.
The Brickyard.
Sorry. Yeah. I was like, what did you jump
in? Indy.
That's okay. Indy. Okay, I got it. Sorry.
And,
I
mean, so that was pretty cool.
I thought I missed something.
And we ran well, won a lot of races with Harvick, but like Warren was saying, we were in a lot of fights, and I always seemed to be in the middle of that. That's right. Because I was just young and
tall
and big and right. Just like him and didn't care. And
what's it like to win at the Brickyard?
Oh, it was amazing. It was the only one time I've won there, and it was pretty darn cool.
Were you going over to Wall at that time?
I want to say no. I wasn't at that time. That was just the tail end of me going over the Wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that matters, but you know, I just...
No, I get it. But
I'd like to throw it in there.
The Brickyard is, well, especially this month. So the mistake.
Were you car chief by then?
I was not. Scott Nassett.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know Scott?
Yep.
Scott. He was my car chief.
Flash, another nickname.
Yeah, I was a front end mechanic for him.
Okay.
And I didn't become car chief until I went to the Robbie Gordon deal. So maybe that was after Harvick. I was in the, Robbie Gordon 31. I started car chief and then Dave Blaney took over that ride in 06 on Jeff Daniels' car.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then when did you go to Robbie's, right?
So that...
Or was there something after...
Everham.
All right. So real quick, what was Robbie like to work with?
Robbie Gordon?
Yeah. Because we know he's out there. I mean that in a good way, but...
Knew Robbie obviously from California. We had the same passion about California. Right. He goes to Glamis all the time.
Yep.
We would meet up in California and go ride dunes together and just have a ball. Because Glamis is only 45 minutes from my hometown.
Got it.
And he would always be there, so we would go constantly and just have a ball. And so we got along really well, actually, and really enjoyed each other's company.
You had a lot of stuff in common.
Yeah, we were born in the same area and raised the same way. You know.
So you speak
it's like when I run into someone from Wisconsin, we start going, yeah, and
yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like...
what did I have there? What's the Lining Kogel that's summer shandy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had one the other day. Delicious.
That's kind of chick beer, but...
Okay, I had one. I was out in Arizona. Whatever. It was hot.
It's a lemony beer.
Arkansas. Yeah, it was good.
I mean, they're good. I like them in the summertime by the pool, but...
Well, you know, it's swimsuit season. You know, you got to...
I will say Robbie Gordon was a lot more fun to work with when he was working for RCR than when he owned his own team.
Because the pressure was on.
The pressure.
Was on. There's more responsibility.
Yeah. We won a lot of races, Rob. We won, I think, three races.
Yeah, he left his mark.
Yeah.
Jeff Miles says, Warren, you were the best catch can man in 2001. Not 2002 or three, just 2001.
Right. Because he was a gas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I get where it's coming from. Kyle Kelly wants to know, what's the shoulder, old man? You know, Kyle, if you tune in when the show starts,
he knows. I talked to him last week.
Okay, see, there you go. You already knew. Man, just typical Kyle. Just don't stick the paddle stirred around.
Either that or he's on the sauce.
No, not him. All right, so now you're still
Everham.
Last year,
what do you do at Everham?
And then you go to Everham. Yep. And this is where I think
we work together.
We work together, which briefly. It's so brief, it's not even on my resume. 6 months. 6 months of freaking hell with that driver, but I'm not going to name him. Go ahead. So
2006 was my last year at RCR. Okay. 2007, I started with Everham Motorsports. I worked on the 19 car. It started with Jeremy
Mayfield.
And I don't think it lasted a full year. There was a fallout there between him and Ray.
Him and Ray, yeah.
Wasn't involved in this. Can't really elaborate on that. But he did not make the whole season. And Elliot Sadler took over the ride from there.
Right. Was Slugger the crew chief on there?
No, it was Chris.
Chris.
I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Big kind
of thing. You know what I'm talking about. And then Rodney Childers was the crew chief.
Yeah, he was on the 10 car.
First. And then he came to the 19.
I don't know if he did the 19.
Yeah, he did the 19.
Did he?
Because to this day, I'll go up and say, look at you now, winning championships and races. He goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle Kelly said, I just got here. I was out of gas. Oh, crap. All right, so now you're Gillette Everham. Was it Gillette Everham or Everham?
It was just Everham when I started.
And then it became
Gillette Everham while I was there.
Another flash from the panel.
So I worked 2 years on 19. Then I became crew chief on the 9 Xfinity program.
Got it.
For a year.
Who was the driver?
I had multiple drivers.
Okay.
I did all the cup drivers. So I had Casey Kane, Alex Sadler.
Oh, that's right. They rotated
Patrick around. Pontier.
Oh, and I had Patrick.
Chase Miller as well.
Chase, okay. Yeah, Patrick was great.
Yeah.
Chase was
a super nice person.
Nice
so
kid.
Chase.
Nice, just awesome kid. Okay, so you're there for a while, and were you there when the whole thing went, or did you get out before
so
that?
So I left after that year of crew chief into Robbie Gordon's Cup deal. He at the time he was affiliated with Evernham.
Right.
They kind of split at that same year that I went over to him.
He was running Dodges, right?
Yeah, for yes. a while.
Yep.
When I went to him.
Right?
Yeah, number seven. Yep.
Oh, pulled that out of the brain.
Yes, sir. And
it was that orange. It was that.
It was actually bright yellow. It was Menard sponsored most of the time.
Yeah, because wasn't John building motors for him?
At some point. That was before me.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I know, like, John dabbled in building Cup engines.
When I went there.
And Robbie was running some of them.
When I went there, we were getting Penske engines from Dodge.
Okay.
Dodge.
Oh, that's right, because they were on the Dodge plant. Yeah. Then. That's right.
And we were really successful that first year with the Penske engine. Then we went to Toyota, switched to Toyota cars. Got the TRD stuff, but they weren't quite
up to speed
ready yet.
Yeah.
And we struggled pretty bad the second year.
We got a question here from the audience. Karen Almquist says, tell us about the Cartwright SA wants to know. What's that all about?
That's my mom.
Okay, got it. Oh, Karen. Okay.
The Cartwright. So that was a story from our local
from
speedway.
The TV show? Okay, got it.
Local speedway.
All right.
You know, I fought
which
NASCAR,
speedway was
but
it?
I used to fight locally.
Which so at least you took your actor off.
Yeah.
Performing all over.
He was a California boxing champion.
So what track was it? I like the name of the short
track. It's I-10 Speedway.
Okay, got
Blythe,
it.
Blythe, California.
Got it. So was.
So,
you forgot the Cartwright part there.
Basically, the Cartwright part is, I got into it with another driver on the track, and he started talking smack.
My
dad saw the whole thing going down, so him and our 20 people that hung out with us in the garage came over and confronted him, and the guy got all
so
upset.
So, they were in the stands? Or they
no,
in the
they were like other,
were other racers
in the pits.
Oh, okay, got it, all right.
And the guy got really scared, and he said, what are you, the Cartwrights? You got everybody over here.
Was it Bonanza, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it Bonanza?
Right. All right, yeah.
The Ponderosa. You have to see the Ponderosa now. It's I-10.
You mess with one, you get the whole bean.
Right.
Right?
So,
the whole
I'll tell you what. How cool is that when you're getting your dad comes down to help you out?
Right.
Yeah, that'd be good. That's
my
awesome.
Dad's a big fan.
Nobody had one of the big old hats on, right?
No. Like Haas hat? Haas, yeah.
Yeah, my dad's like 6'4". And
really?
See, he's probably not a little guy. Yeah.
So when he showed up, it was like, hey, yo.
The fight was over.
Yeah,
I
better be a little intimidating.
I gotta go. I just remembered I got a pizza.
Just remembered I'm only 5'9".
The kids are still in the car.
Are you ready for an upgrade? Need to refresh that patio? Want to add more fun to your home? Lake Norman Patio and Game Rooms makes it fun to stay at home. We offer a huge selection of high-quality outdoor furniture, pool tables, shuffleboard, ping pong, and much, much more. Your oasis awaits. So don't miss the boat. Take your patio or game room up to the next level. Lake Norman Patio and Game Rooms. Stop in today or visit us online at lknpatio.com.
Yeah. Amanda Miller says hi. One of our favorite flight attendants.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah, we remember she was put up with all this.
Absolutely.
After the races.
Yeah.
You guys are so obnoxious on the plane. You know who the worst was on the plane? This was DEI. Slugger.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the worst. He was just nuts. Everyone was just all wound up after the race. I know, I get it. I just give me my sandwich and beer and I'll be fine. That's it.
All right,
so now we're at Robbie Gordon Motorsports. You go through that, and he was different, you said, when you were...
Yeah, so he obviously had a lot more on his plate.
Sure.
When I worked with him on his Cup program. It was a little more stressful for him. We worked really hard, a lot of hours put into that program, and we had some good runs. You know, we were close to winning a few races.
Sure. I remember he was competitive.
Yeah. It was tough, and we worked really hard, and, you know, Robbie and I got along really well, and I was still fairly young to be a crew chief. I was only in my 30s, early 30s.
Right.
And I got burnt out. So I just decided to go back and work with my dad in California. Mm-hmm. He had a produce business and a very successful produce business. And we went back and moved the family back. And we did that for 7 years. We also.
So you gave up racing?
Gave up racing.
Went back and.
Lived in California and worked with my dad. And. We had a Napa Auto Parts store, and we acquired an Articat dealership at some point.
Really?
And so we had a full-on shop working
on
it.
So you were entrepreneurs.
Yep. Yeah. So we did lots of things.
So is there, you're not anywhere near snow.
No.
So it was all the four-wheelers
off-road,
and the off-road stuff.
Off-road stuff, yeah. But we had every year the snowbirds would come into town, was what we call them. They all from right. Canada, Alaska, yeah. and they'd come to California because it's
yeah.
60 degrees in the summertime there, or in the winter, excuse me, 60 or 70, so they, sure. they enjoyed it. So that was our main business. But the produce was the big thing, and we did that, and finally, finally, I just want to get back into racing.
Really?
Yeah.
For 7 years?
7 years.
Wow.
Did it just like, did it creep up on you, or just kind of,
yeah,
all hit you one time, and you turn your wife and kids.
Start missing it.
Kids at the time, too.
Yep.
Said, hey, everybody, we're going back to North Carolina.
So I started.
You know, since we started the show, I've always said that this is a drug.
Mm-hmm.
And winning is a
guilty,
drug.
Yeah.
It's hard. Competing. Once you go to Victory Lane, once you go to Victory Lane and get your first taste of that, you want more.
Yeah.
You always want to do it again. If you're of our nature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you love it.
There's some people who don't care.
Right.
You know, who don't care about it, and they don't last, and they go away.
Right.
You know, I know what you're saying about the other thing I want to say is that a lot of the younger kids that come in now, they don't understand that we used to work, you know, 20 yeah. hours a day, right. 14 hours. I mean, it was nothing to work a 12-hour day.
Oh,
that was absolutely. Nothing. Yeah. That was a half a day.
Sure.
You know, I mean, and you know, what you're talking about with Robbie on that smaller team, you guys were probably there constantly.
All the time. We never took a day off.
Yeah, and then you had to travel on top of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see where you get burnt out on that. And probably that little, you know, I'll call that 7 years you did a little vacation.
For yeah, sure.
Absolutely. You know?
Oh, we have a closing time here?
Yeah.
Holy crap, like we actually leave when it's closing time?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's probably still hard work you have to do with your dad
yeah.
because produce isn't easy
sure.
either. That's
yeah.
a sun up to sun down.
Well,
business.
And owning your own company turns into
right.
the same program where you're there more yeah. than you want to be.
Right.
You have to be, basically.
But.
So the reason I chuckled a little bit there, Kyle Kelly. Wants to know, did Warren get his hair cut at the airbase? Sorry. That was good. But he follows that up, you know, from a smart ass to a good point. We were talking about, you know, the drug and everything, but you also have to embrace the suck, which there is.
Right.
But then you go to Victory Lane and you're like, that wasn't so bad. You know what I mean?
How can you not like that hair?
It doesn't, you know, Kyle, he's just going to throw shit bombs at you and see what
that's
you're
okay. I wanted it short.
It's short. Fine. Summertime. I get it. Yeah, but I mean, what he's talking about, there's drawbacks where, like, you're gone.
Yeah.
You know, a lot. And then there's the rain delays where you're like.
Yes, those are the worst.
There's the 5-pound, 10-pound, and 15-pound rain delays.
Because
mm-hmm. every snack in the damn holler gets eaten. But and then you're like, oh, then there's the rain outs where there's another day. But when you sign up, you have to know. But the credit I really have to give is to the families back home.
Yeah.
I mean, your wife, the kids, you know, they're like, okay, I got to go another day. And you miss a lot.
Yep.
You know, you miss a lot.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, I was married.
Baseball games
yeah.
and everything
yeah.
else. That's the biggest thing.
You know, in hindsight, you know, when I was married, and now in hindsight, it's like, wow, I guess it was a little more on the plate than I realized because you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You leave. The
you know, I haven't traveled in whatever it is, 2 years now. And what I always said is you appreciate your home life a lot more
mm-hmm.
when you travel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you get home, you just appreciate
sure.
everything.
Everything
more.
And everybody. Yeah.
Right. Well, and sometimes some of us, like, I need that almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So,
I almost need that.
Yeah. I know. I
go
do.
To the track? Go to the track? You mean?
To go,
yeah.
to, go
sure.
to the track and also to be able to come home and you appreciate more then.
Yeah.
You know? You don't take anything for granted.
So during the COVID shutdown last year, did you kind of take the time to go, hey, you know what? There's.
Yeah.
You realize because you're on that wheel.
That clock, yeah. I just spend time at the house, to be honest. I just got a lot of projects done that you look at for years. And
sure.
Like, I'll get to that. I'll get to that. And I knock every project out I can until I ran out of money. And then,
yeah.
I had to go get a job. So I started helping my brother
okay,
on the construction
right.
side
right.
to make some of the money back.
Yeah.
Dustin
COVID hits and the lines at Lowe's were all backed up into the parking
and
lot.
Lumber
you know?
Goes because, hey, we can get
well, lumber was cheap then.
That's right.
It went up now.
Dustin Stanley says, missed that salsa and carne asada from Phoenix Race.
Yeah.
What's the story there?
So that's my wife.
Okay.
Her family in Blythe, we're from the same town, mm-hmm. and her family has stores that sell carne asada.
Oh,
they,
okay.
they make it themselves in salsa, and the wife makes salsa. So the wife knows the recipe. She won't give it out to anybody, but
smart
she
woman.
She'll make it, and then we would take it and cook it for everybody at Phoenix. And
perfect.
Yeah.
Good.
It was really good.
Kind of when we go to Dover.
Something to do with the marinade. Doesn't she make
the marinade?
Marinade?
Yeah.
Does she sell that marinade?
No.
Here's an
interesting one. I would like to just buy the marinade and marinate my own meat and then make street tacos, you know.
Ryan Clark says, listen, we've never been asked this. What's a job interview and hiring process like at Team Penske, or basically you can pretty much for most teams?
Well, he would know. Team Penske is the hardest place to get hired at, I'll be honest. I went through, I want to say, at least 4 interviews.
Really?
To get hired there. I know you probably went through a few.
I went through 2.
2, yeah.
I worked there before.
So okay. You had the rehab.
And I left on good terms. Okay. See, they don't hire anybody back either.
Yeah.
If you quit. But when I left, it was Penske Krenefuss, and I left on very good terms. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of people back me to come back.
What else?
Yeah,
so you'll meet, that process, you'll send your resume in, and it helps if you know somebody to get you in there. Mm-hmm. You get in a lot faster.
Right.
But you'll go through an interview process where you could have any manager in the building interview you. Then you'll come back for a second interview with another set of people. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, person who's actually hiring you will obviously be there.
Right.
It just depends what job you're looking for, what you're doing. A
really, really strict background check?
Yes. They'll go back
years. Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean,
like how many?
All the way.
All the way, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What's the statute of limitations?
You know, you were late coming out of the womb.
Yeah.
You realize that? Do you have an excuse for that?
I liked it in
there. Yeah, I didn't want to leave.
Dan Lynch says very hard. So.
Yeah.
But you know what? And I guess it's because, you know, the captain, Roger Penske, he is very organized. He's very methodical, and that's why he's been successful at everything he does. And I mean, you know, I don't mean this in a bad way. Like, we used to like look up on Sundays, and here come a 6-passenger cart with all Penske, you know, people on it. They all had white shirts and black pants on.
I have to make a second bucket trip. Sorry to interrupt, but
it was one of those. But it works for him because everything he touches, you know. Oh, turns out great.
He wants good people there. Yeah. He wants to make sure they want to be there. If you don't want to be there, he don't want you there.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cut and dried.
Well, Michelle Rainer wants to know, her salsa is amazing. Is she making any more anytime soon? There you go. They go up a little salsa stand on your yard there. That's good.
Well, the thing is, we would sell it to all the NASCAR teams.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. So good. I'd take it to the track and give it to the haulers, and people come to the house and pick it up all the time.
Perfect.
Unfortunately, fortunately for me, the wife is now working.
Okay.
So she doesn't have much time to making salsa on the side.
That's right.
So that's why it's not happening.
The questions are rolling in here.
She could have, one of them kids could be doing that, couldn't they?
I could make it.
Show me the recipe.
I know the salsa recipe.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, here's one. Kyle Kelly's going to stern it again. Who's won more races, you or your brother?
I would say it's got to be me.
Really? Well, we're going to go with it. You know why? Because he's not here to stick up for himself.
That's right.
So one more. Michael Bama Williams? Truck driver. He said, Warren would drink all my beer from the cooler, so they had to hire back to save money.
Here's what he's saying. I was at RCR.
You're not shocked to hear that.
I'm at RCR. Yeah. And, you know.
We were sponsored by Budweiser.
We were sponsored by no beer at the time. Hmm. Budweiser had left to go with Kevin.
Got it.
And I would go to the 2-car cooler on the side of Bama's truck.
To get your favorite.
Bama's a truck driver. Sure. I'd go by his cooler.
Yeah.
And he'd always peek at me. And I'm like, I'm just going to grab a couple beers.
You didn't pay for them.
And he would say, okay, you know, they were pretty easy going with their Miller Lights at the time. Yeah. So he didn't care. One day, I'm in the cooler after practice.
In your RCR stuff.
In my RCR stuff. I got my backpack. I'm putting some beers in there. And Wolf opens the door and says, you know, if you just come over here, you wouldn't have to do that.
And years later, there you are. I took your advice.
Yeah, I'm there.
Fall off. That's good.
Then they switch to Keystones. Those are just as wet as Miller Lite.
Exactly. All right. So as you can see, if you have any questions or comments you want to make.
Thanks, Bama.
Chime in. This is an interactive show. We appreciate it. All right. So where did we leave you off? You were.
So I was in California. I moved back to North Carolina. Right. So I moved back. Before I moved back, I've been talking to Robbie Gordon a little bit. We're good friends, and he's doing the Super Stadium Trucks.
Stadium
Super Amazing, Trucks.
Yeah.
You know how it works. And he said, why don't you come with me to Australia? I said, all right, sure. Let's do it. So I was still living in California. I got went and met him at the airport, got on a plane, went to Australia, went to Adelaide, Australia. And I helped him for a week working on the stadium trucks. Mm-hmm. And he, at that time, he had trucks that stayed in Australia.
Okay. Because
he has like four races a year there, and then he had trucks in the, you know.
That here. Was kind of his series, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. It still is.
It still is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, speed, yeah. Yeah.
So we went over there, and there was a lot of work to be done because the trucks kind of just hung out until right. you get back each time. And so we worked
just
our
maintenance, right?
Yeah, maintenance.
Yeah.
Just fixing broken parts
broken
and
stuff, yeah.
bodies and whatnot.
Right.
And I helped him out for a week, and he was really happy, you know, really excited that I was back and helping him. And so I flew home, and then 2 days later, he called me and was, hey, we're going to St. Pete. I need you to go. I was like, I can't. I said, I just got back. My dad's going to kill me, you know. So
right.
I said, I can't go to St. Pete, but we'll plan something, you know, in the future. I definitely want to come back to North Carolina, so we'll get together, you know. And that's kind of how that all started. And we got together, and I ended up going back and working in North Carolina for a month, helping them get stuff prepped for more races. And then we finally moved back that July and came back full time.
So you had a job when you moved back?
Yeah.
Okay. Good idea.
Yes.
So
long we moved.
Come on, honey. Let's take the
three kids.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Ah, heck with this Arctic thing and a family yeah. business.
You can make salsa.
You can make salsa. We'll be fine. Look at this nice house we're going to get.
Yeah.
Salsa.
Yeah.
All right, so now you come back, you're with Robbie Gordon.
Yep, okay. Robbie Gordon, and I'll be honest, and Robbie was really mad at me when I left him again to go to Penske, but I was not looking for another job. I got a phone call out of the blue that I was not expecting,
mm-hmm.
and it was from Penske. And
who called you, can you say?
Irwin was the first one to call me.
Who? Okay.
Greg?
Greg Irwin. Okay. And known him for years.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Great guy.
And he had said, you looking to do anything in NASCAR again? I was like, not really at the time, but I said, I'm not going to ever turn down an interview or an opportunity.
If the position is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm not really looking, but sure, don't, you know, thanks for asking, you know.
What do you got?
Yeah. So so shortly after that, a day or two later, Jeremy Bullens called me. And
Crew chief
of the two car now. And the time was the 21. And they needed a car chief. And so he brought me in to interview, and that's kind of how that started. And 4 year interviews later, and I was working on the 21 car.
How long ago was that?
Oh, that was 17, I want to say.
Yeah,
17.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Yeah. I got there in 18. You guys were already 12.
This is my fifth year with Penske. So,
what separates, and this you guys both answer, what separates Penske from the other teams, you think? Because they're successful Indy Cup, you know what. What is it about working at Penske that it's definitely different than any other team?
No, Warren asked that. He's in the R&D program.
First of all, I'll say one thing about them that, and no disrespect to RCR, but money's no object. I'll say two things. Money is no object for anything if it's going to make you go faster.
Right.
And how organized and how they share information mm-hmm. most of the time is superior to most other these other organizations that are not geared like that.
Right.
You know, it's a racing business. It's a racing business. It's
yeah. We're here to win.
Yeah, they're there to win.
That's it.
They're all about performance and
And doing it the right way.
And doing it the right way.
Legal.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know,
Roger doesn't want to hear about that.
No, he don't like
no,
that.
No.
And
I don't blame him.
And also finding talented people. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talented people working there.
Yeah, a lot.
You know, there's a lot of people.
That was going to be my answer is I feel like some of the managers like Travis Geisler.
Yes.
Those guys are really smart. And they've been doing it for a long time. Yep. And a lot of people respect Travis Geisler. He's an awesome person to work for, and I wouldn't want anybody else as my boss, I can tell you that.
No, he's very in tune to everything that's going on.
And then you have to be.
Yeah.
Because once someone gets one thing by you,
yeah.
having been in that role as
right.
you know, running a racetrack, once they get a couple things by, they go, this is easy, I can keep doing this, and all of a sudden, you know, it comes to a stop.
You know, and I think they keep the mix of our crew chiefs very well-rounded. You know, you have a Greg Irwin
yep.
who's got a ton of experience.
Yep. Years of experience.
Years of experience. You have a Paul Wolf who's got a racing background himself.
He does.
And a ton of experience. Yeah. You have Todd and Jeremy, who are both super smart engineering people. You know, so they can kind of, you know, the mix there is pretty good. You know, them guys, they might not always play off each other or tell each other they're playing off each other.
Or agree with each other.
But they do.
Yeah, yeah, and that's good. And you have drivers that are talented.
Yeah. Right.
Championship caliber drivers.
Yeah.
You know, we got car chiefs that have no less than 20 years of experience.
Yeah.
We got him. We got
Raymond Fox,
Jerry Kelly, Billy Kerwood, who all have, you know, enough experience to be crew chiefs or were.
Yeah.
And, you know, Raymond was a crew chief. He was a crew chief.
Right.
You know, I don't think Jerry ever was, but you know, he could be, and Kerwood could be.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Right.
You know, so the backup is there.
So the foundation,
you know, and our engineers too. You know, I'll give kudos to you know, Andrea and Grant. and Shaggy, you know, and Miles, you know, the race engineers, Joe, are there's a lot of depth.
Yes.
Depth. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Depth.
Good. Depth. Yeah. Hey Tom, sorry, you gotta keep up here. Yeah. I asked the question.
Was he drinking?
No, I said, he asked what the big difference was between RCR and Penske, and I was saying, and then he says, that was my question. Sorry, buddy. You might be the number one fan, but you know, you can't have all the glory all the time.
In people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
So, what does a car chief do? We have car, in Penske, what is a car, what are your responsibilities?
He's a roofer like me.
Yeah. Week in and week out. What is your, because people are like, what's a car chief do? We hear it all the time.
Yeah.
We hear crew chief. So, we want your years of
experience.
I think
he's our first car chief, isn't he?
I think he is. Brewer?
Brewer. Yeah.
So my most just meowed a lot and stuff. Though.
My most important job, I want to say, is first of all, set up on the race car. The engineers and crew chiefs will bring down what they want. Springs, you know, shocks, wedge, nose weight, you know, the whole bit. And I'll have to make sure that that's correct. And that's my main job at the shop. And then obviously prepping the car, you know, to not fall apart during the race is my other huge part of my program.
That'd be a good idea.
That is one of the most important. And getting through tech. I think those are the three key things that I need to be, you know, I'm mostly in charge of. And then the fourth thing is during the race, I'm in charge of maintaining the pit crew, making sure they're making the right adjustments, making sure they're changing two or four, depending on what they want. Organizing the crew, because if you do a two-tire stop versus a four-tire stop, or a left side adjustment versus a right side adjustment, the crew has to line up differently on the wall.
Okay.
They got to do different actions. So sometimes the tire carrier drops the jack. Sometimes the jack man drops the jack. It depends on what adjustment we're doing, and we have to be coordinated to where it doesn't become a mess.
And you guys train for that ahead of time.
Yeah, we practice and train.
So you go to pit practice to make sure.
Yes.
Okay. So to me, I mean, a lot of people, the car chief does all the prep work.
Yep.
And then it goes in the race, okay, crew chief, here you go. But your role is saying that you're heavily involved.
Constantly. Yes.
So, you know, if you think of it now, Jeremy's up on the box, the crew chief's up on the box, calling the race.
Yep.
He's got to focus on what the driver
just
and
that.
The spotter is going on.
Right.
He can't be, you know, so it's on Kirk to make sure that everything down below
flows.
Is going right.
He says two tire stop, left side. Just, then you have
he'll
to
get it from Jeremy, and he'll coordinate.
And Jeremy just knows to give it to you, and he can focus on.
Yeah. So we have a live intercom system where we have both engineers, Andrea and Grant. Excuse me. Myself,
Andrea
Mueller. She's our race engineer.
Female race engineer.
Which I would love to have her on one time.
She's
just
awesome.
Because
Andrea could be a crew chief.
She's really smart.
Absolutely.
Did she start at Penske? Was she there?
Roush, I think she was.
Roush,
was she?
I don't know. I never asked her.
I never did either. I thought she was at Roush, maybe, but maybe not.
I'm just saying, from a female perspective in the sport, because
she's super in tune.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're on live intercom with the engineers, Jeremy and myself. And so they'll talk about strategy, what we're going to do, what we're thinking.
Right.
And I'll constantly update the crew, like, hey, we're possibly thinking about two, or possibly thinking about pitting on this lap.
Okay.
Just kind of keeping their minds
at
ease.
So they know to open up.
Yeah, to kind of just be prepared. This may happen or this may happen. And then once the final call comes down, say, this is what's happening.
Right.
But we've talked about the other options. So if it does come down, they're ready for it.
Got it.
And instead of just throwing a curveball at them in 2 seconds, go do it.
Right. You know? So then they're prepared. So
mentally, they're prepared.
Okay. That's good. Wow.
Yeah.
The toughest part about your job.
Oh boy.
Dealing with all these people.
Yeah.
like who?
No, I'm kidding. They won't mention any of them. He's thinking in a text that Dan Warren, I remember that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they all say that about
so you. So I feel like my most important part of my job is getting everybody to work together.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Right? So I have one person that's a grumpy person. I got one guy that's happy all the time. I got one guy that's moody. Is getting them all to work together and pull together in the same direction.
Maybe like, someone who's wasted all
the time. Yeah, or somebody who's drunk. Or,
It's like you're dealing with the dwarfs. Seven dwarfs.
So I feel like that's my most important.
Was that a Reggie dig? The seven dwarfs?
No.
Is he on?
No.
He was on.
But so listening to you, it's like you have to keep everybody, like, because if someone who's there for, like, let's say, 3-4 years, and they're in their mind, like, I can do his job.
Right.
So do they make yours difficult? So because they want to do it their way?
So when that happens, I have a good deal for that. I tell them, I was like, you can have my job.
But I said,
I'm not fighting you.
But right now.
But right now, you don't have it, so shut the F up. Right. And do what I tell you.
I know all the guys on his team.
Right?
Nobody wants his job.
No, I know. Okay.
And they all like him.
Plus, they know you like to fight, so why even take it on?
I could be on.
He's way bigger than everybody.
Yeah. How tall are you?
6'1".
Him and Darren are close to the same height.
Yeah, right.
Darren got bit by that shark on the lake.
Oh yeah. Darren Russell. Yeah. Don't mess with the engine tuners.
Yeah.
That's good. That they wouldn't fight anyways. They're like best buds.
Yeah.
Which is good. We've been around each other long enough.
And that's my goal with all the race guys. I try to just, you know, be in tune with all of them. Right. We all get along great.
We're getting off the plane. We're going to Duff's.
We're doing this. Warren used to be with us all the time.
I used to go with them. The other guys
would get
because you were with their team?
Yeah. I used always to go with us. Yeah.
That was good.
well, they were the 12. I used to go with the 12, and it was the 12.
That's all right. Any questions or comments? We still have a couple minutes here.
They always went to the best wing place.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Duff's where?
There's a Duff's in Texas.
From Buffalo?
Yes.
Amazing.
There is.
Yes.
Well, so I looked at you and said Duff's. I'm like,
how do you know?
How do you know that it is? Yeah. Not Buffalo. Not my favorite, but,
And then Kansas, we were just there. And that
Kansas, Johnny's.
Johnny's. Oh. Johnny's Way.
Yeah, you get him Johnny's Way.
Darren had the restaurant
he's
rundown.
He's the food connoisseur.
Yeah, that's right. I just remember, he had the rundown, all that, restaurant. Like, he had actually a list. And, you know, he pulled it out. I was like, wow, you're the first person to bring a list.
Yeah, every time we land, like, all right, Darren, where are we going to eat tonight? He already has.
Pulls out the list. Perfect.
He's got a program for us, so. And I trust his judgment. It's always good.
It's always good, yeah.
Andy Belmont, the wife, wow, aren't you an old-timer? Wow, Andy Belmont throwing out the...
Wow.
Well, that's pretty good. That's just KB. It's hereditary.
Right.
He's looking. He's like, what are you...
My daughter's calling.
Oh. Doesn't she know you're doing important stuff right now?
Not at all. Can care less. She's going to be teenager now.
We got some questions. What's your favorite track? That's your sister, by the way.
Is it my sister?
Yeah.
My favorite track. I want to say Bristol's probably my favorite track.
Why is that?
I don't know. That place is just... It just gives me chills every time I go
in
there,
thing.
Man.
It's a history It reminds us all of our old short track games.
Old short track.
Just 160,000 people.
Right.
Like 1600,
and how fast they are and loud.
And those fans, the stands were full. It was awesome. It's so loud and crazy.
So you get goosebumps.
Yeah, you do. I do.
Who's your favorite sister?
Well, I got one, so it's got to be Leslie.
That made an easy one for you. Let's see. How's the shoulder? Bender wants to know. What are you actually being?
It's fine.
That's good.
Were you working with Robbie when you won the Thanksgiving race?
Yes.
The 31?
31 cars.
How special were them tires?
It was Lowe's.
it was Lowe's on the car.
Lowe's on the car. Last race of the...
Yes.
He did that burnout where we're all like, what the hell's that color?
So we all had to go. This was 9/11 year.
Yeah, I remember that. So we had to go. Yep.
Thanksgiving weekend. It was the... Either Thanksgiving night or the day after.
It was Thanksgiving.
And we flew in there.
Yeah. Colder than shit.
Cold.
Turkeys.
30 degrees in the morning. I had Carhartt's on.
Yeah.
I had my Carhartt's on.
It was freezing.
And we did everything in one day. Yeah.
That was the first time we proved we can do everything in one day.
No one
caught on that. And they're like, all right, it was fine. Let's go. Go ahead.
And then he won.
Yeah. And so about the Tigers.
We just keep hearing them.
I don't know. I have no comment on that. But... I didn't know those tires. We had those tires for a while. But other than that,
we don't insult the subject of that. But I'm just asking you.
The funny story about that was, is I can't remember the exacts, but I remember talking to Robbie. He had a deal with Lowe's,
right?
That if he won a race, he got like $1 million or something.
Oh, really?
So it was worth it.
And he won it on the very last option he could.
Yes.
Wow.
Right. I can't remember the exact.
Did he divvy that up, or did y'all get gift cards?
Yeah, he took us out to dinner.
Okay, perfect.
That was before the Big Lobster.
Yeah, yeah. Lobster there. Oh my God, Bender. How about
that? Was Loudon?
That's it. Here we go, Bender. Yeah, how about them tires we brought from home? We brought from home. He says,
"Look who's talking."
Yeah, Mr. Tire Specials himself.
You know what that is?
What?
That a tire sounds like when it's leaking.
Too funny.
I don't know anything about that.
Were they leaking here? Someone just said, "Ryan, you got all your buddies on here tonight, don't you?" I love it. All right, well, we got to thank you for being on tonight.
Absolutely.
Stories were great. I'm out of beer, but I have cheers with you.
There's one left. Plus, I'm not done.
So there's
one. I mean, just because the camera's going.
we don't bring the fridge into the picture. That's it. Great. Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah.
Your background, everything, and it just shows people out there that if you really want to do something in the sport, and you want to do it for 7 years, your credentials and your experience is good enough for you to do that.
Yeah.
Hard work pays off, right?
Yep. Hard work is all that is.
And a good attitude.
Good attitude is the most important thing.
So don't get in the sport and then be.
No.
Right?
They'll be kicked out very quickly.
Now, shall we?
Shall we?
Thank you very much. Good luck. Good night, Dick.
There we go.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Wow. Hey, another great show.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in.
We appreciate it. We do this every Tuesday night. And Warren, I think the guests we've had have been fantastic.
Phenomenal.
And the people that are following us, we appreciate it. We're reaching 42,000 people a month. Can you believe that? And we appreciate you watching.
Right. We're having fun. Hope everybody else enjoys it.
That's it. And it's just a fun show. Bucket of beer. Guys sitting around talking about it. So keep tuning in. We appreciate it. Check out our store and everything. But we appreciate you people. And we will see you next week. Right, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right. See you next week.